Visitors to New York's American Museum of Natural History are not likely to forget their first encounter with the giant blue whale suspended from the ceiling of the museum's Hall of Ocean Life. But the beloved 30-meter-long icon was anatomically incorrect until a recently completed renovation to the model, part of the entire hall's refurbishment, put things right. The renovated exhibition hall, like the whale, better depicts the undersea world and better reflects the museum's dedication to conservation. After a 2.5-year renovation, the Hall of Ocean Life has never sounded or looked better. For many of the museum's 5 million yearly visitors, it's the closest thing to a dreamy descent into the ocean's murky depths available on dry land. The renovation is the first since the great blue whale was installed in the mid-1960s. According to museum curator Melanie Stiassny, change was long overdue.
It was a great hall, lots of biology there, but in many ways, it wasn't really telling the story of the oceans, and in the intervening 30 years, of course, we have learned a tremendous amount about the oceans. The oceans as basically the motor for life on this planet.
Construction on the Hall of Ocean Life began in 1922, and it finally opened to the public in May of 1933. Ms. Stiassny says the original hall reflected the 19th century concept that nature served man, focusing on the whaling industry and activities like pearl diving. A diorama depicting Pacific pearl divers still stands. Now, Ms. Stiassny says, the updated exhibition reflects the public's increasing reverence and respect for ocean life. But she says the hall would have to be updated daily to keep up with the pace of discovery that marine biologists maintain.
Fish, you would think we know pretty well. I mean, they are kind of big, and there are a lot of them. Fine. How many new species are we describing each year? Over 200. Every single year. I think that gives you a little sense, because we're talking vertebrates there. We're discovering new species of whale, for goodness sake.
The ceiling of the Hall of Ocean Life was once crowded with whale skeletons, models of porpoises, and a giant squid. But the blue whale model muscled the others out as part of a mid-1960s renovation and has reigned there since. Based on a female found in 1925, the aluminum and fiberglass model weighs 10 tons, a fraction of the 200 tons the whale herself would have weighed. Ms. Stiassny says the model's designers were aware of this inaccuracy, but oblivious to many others.
In 69, when that whale model was put in, we'd walked on the moon, but we really knew virtually nothing about the biology of a living blue whale, which is kind of incredible. That's the largest animal that's ever lived on our planet. Not just alive now, it's the largest animal that's ever lived. And that we didn't even know exactly what it looked like. So its eyes were wrong. They were almost like a hammerhead shark. They were out on big fleshy protuberances. It didn't have a belly button. It got the anatomy of its blowhole wrong. So it had a real makeover.
The whale is surrounded with a dizzying collection of similarly updated material. 750 sea creature models, high-definition video projections, interactive computer stations, and 14 renovated life-size dioramas, including elephant seals on Mexico's Guadalupe Island, an Arctic polar bear, and a dolphin feeding frenzy. Much of the research that informed the new installations is funded by the museum itself, which is deeply involved in conservation projects. The museum's Howard Rosenbaum studies whales in the wild and participated in the blue whale model's cosmetic surgery. He says that blue whales, in many places, have recovered from years of intense whaling, but that not all whale species are so lucky.
It's highly variable. Some species are showing signs of recovery. Some are recovering very well. Other populations, like the North Atlantic right whale, despite protection since 1935, show no significant signs of recovery. There's only 300 to 350 individuals.
Like Ms. Stiassny, Mr. Rosenbaum stresses that although science knows much more about the ocean today than it did 30 years ago, only 5% of the ocean, which occupies two-thirds of the Earth's surface, has been explored. Indeed, the sea continues to keep science on its toes. One of the featured fish in the hall is the Indonesian coelacanth. Western science thought the fish went extinct 70 million years ago. One was discovered, very much alive, in 1998. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.